Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you the Word of God that's going to cause you to overcome in your life. We've been talking about overcoming temptations, and we've talked about three major types of temptations. Satan tests man, God tests man, and man tests God. And we've talked about God testing man. We've seen that he tests man with his word, where in his heart and in his mind. And what's the purpose? To know whether you really fear the Lord your God. And if you do, you won't sin. To know what's in your heart. God finds out what's in your heart when you receive his word and act upon it, or whether you reject it. To know whether you will do his word, whether you're going to be a hearer and a doer of his word. To do you good at the latter end and to bless you. God's testings always have the purpose to bless you and to do you good. To know if you'll love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And to see if you'll watch your mouth, watch your ways, and not sin. And also to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. God wants to bless you, and he will reward you. Now, we've been talking about now the area of man testing God, and we introduced it on the last broadcast. We talked about out of Psalm 78 how they provoked him in the wilderness and they grieved him in the desert. How? Because they turned back and tempted God. Remember, the word tempt means to test, to try, to tempt, or prove. They tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. A person tempts God when they turn back from his word and limit him. They didn't remember the things that he'd done. They didn't continue in his ways, even though he'd done marvelous works before them. So we see that man tests God through unbelief, through rebellion, through disobedience, anytime we walk in the ways of sin or yield to the flesh. And what that does, it moves us out of God's covenant protection, and it gives place to the devil in our life. Now, where does man test God? It is in the heart. Psalm 78, verse 18, they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. They tempted him because they wanted to do what they wanted to do rather than submit to what God told them to do. We also saw the example of the 12 spies in Numbers 13. That's the case there where Moses had sent them out to the land, and here they were supposed to go out and search it out, and they did, and they found the fruit of it. But then they returned with an evil report. They talked about the giants. They talked about how they were not able to go up and possess the land. They brought an evil report. Of course, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Praise God. You need to realize you're well able to do everything that God has said in his word. Anytime you draw back from it, that's man testing God. And we're going to be looking at specific ways that are shown in the Word of God of how man tests God. The first way is when they questioned his provision. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 1, all the congregation of the children of Israel, they journeyed from the wilderness of Sin through their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord, and they pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said unto them, "Why chide me with me? Why, wherefore, do you tempt the Lord?" They were tempting the Lord because they were questioning his provision. Don't ever question the ability of God to provide for you. The Bible says if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. He'll meet your every need. Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Man tested God when they were questioning his provision or his ability to provide. Our God will meet all of our needs, and don't tempt him. Instead, you believe. You believe that he's going to meet your needs, and you do what the word says, and he's promised to do it and will bring it to pass. A second way that man tested God was questioning the presence of the Lord. Exodus 17:7. Here's when they called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? They tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? They were questioning His presence with them. Where's God? Have you ever been in that situation where you say, Well, is God here or not? Where's God? You are actually testing God. You are tempting Him when you question the presence of the Lord. What does the Bible say? Hebrews 13, verse 5, He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God does not leave you. God does not forsake you. He is there always. You know, the Holy Spirit that's come to abide within us, He abides with us forever. The presence of the Lord is there available to minister to us. So the problem is not the presence of the Lord. The problem is us limiting the Holy One of Israel. A third way that they limited Him and tempted God was questioning God's word and not obeying it. In Numbers 14:22, it says, Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and the wilderness, they've tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. I tell you, if you tempt God continually and don't hearken to His voice, you are going to be giving place to the devil. You're going to be limiting God from working in your life. Here they tempted Him over and over. He said they tempted Him these 10 times. And they wouldn't hearken to the voice of the Lord. Has God been after you to do some things that He's told you to do? Is He continually having to speak to you and speak to you and speak to you? I'll tell you, our God is a God who's long-suffering. He's long-suffering toward us, and He keeps working with us. He keeps trying to get us to come to the place of doing His word, repent, turn around from sin, hearken to His voice, launch out in the things that He's told us to do. I'll tell you, we need to learn to hearken to His voice. Never question God's word of what He tells you to do. Learn to obey it and hearken unto what He tells you. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, the Bible says that it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. If we will hearken to God's voice, then the blessings will come on us and overtake us. But then Deuteronomy 28:15 says, But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. If we obey and hearken to His voice, then we're blessed. If we disobey and do not hearken to His voice, then curses will come upon us and overtake us. And that is the result of sin and disobedience and having given place to the devil. Don't question God's word. Don't be disobedient. Otherwise, you give place to the devil and you will limit God. You know, God's not holding anything back. Don't ever blame God. God is there available to minister to every need. The problem is man continually has tested and tempted God by not doing His word, and they've limited Him from working in their life. A fourth area is they tested with their mouth for their lusts. Psalm 78:17, they sinned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. All they wanted was what they wanted. They tempted Him in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Anytime you follow the lusts of the flesh, you are tempting God, you are testing Him, and you are limiting Him. Remember, the Bible says that if you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You walk in the Spirit by the Word of God, by doing what the Word says. Anytime you go contrary to the Word, you're not walking in the Spirit, you're walking in the flesh. If you walk in the flesh, that is a way of life independent of God. Anytime you walk in the flesh, you are walking according to your own desires, what you want to do, independent of the Word of God. And here they tempted God in their heart when they wanted to follow their own lusts. Well, God wants us to do what His Word says. We need to be obedient to Him. We need to hearken unto Him and walk in the Spirit so that we will not walk in the lusts of the flesh, which would be testing God, tempting Him, and giving place to the devil. A fifth area is they would not do the Word. In Psalm 78:56, they tempted and provoked the Most High, kept not His testimonies, but they turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and they moved him to jealousy with their graven images. And when God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men. Here, if we continually don't do what he tells us to do, and we tempt him and provoke him, God will withdraw the manifestation of his presence. He hadn't left you, but he's not going to be able to work in your life. I'll tell you, God is such a God of mercy. Remember how they would disobey, and then they'd come back to God afterwards and repent, and God would always take them back and continue. This happened over and over, where they'd obey, they'd be blessed, they'd disobey, and they'd displease God. Then they'd repent, come back to him, and they'd help them to win their battle. Then they'd disobey, and they'd lose a battle. It happened over and over. I'll tell you, we want to get to the place where that doesn't happen in our life. We want to get to the place where we instantly obey the voice of the Lord our God, that we do what he tells us to do, that we learn to walk in his ways. You know, where those were murmuring against him, and they were destroyed of the destroyer. God wants us to be sure that we're walking in his ways and being obedient to his voice. If you won't do the word of God, you're tempting him. You're erring in your heart. You're not walking in his ways. And whenever you miss him, you're going to miss out entering into the rest of the promises of God through faith. You're actually going to depart from the living God through unbelief, and you're going to stop him from working in your life. Don't limit God anymore. Make the decision that you're going to do the work. Make the decision that you're going to believe for his provision. Make the decision that you know that he's with you, and you're going to hearken unto his voice and follow his ways. Praise God. And don't test God, otherwise you limit him. We got to take the limits off of God. We got to let him be Lord of our life. We got to let him be our all in all. He's Lord God Almighty, and he will minister to every need in your life. Well, as we close today, we do have a 4-tape set on this subject of temptation. If you'd like to get it, our tapes are available for $2 each. That would be $8 for the set. You can write me, David Middleton, at 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, and we can get it out to you. Or give us a call, and we will get it to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast.